Limpopo's hottest frequency.
9 minutes before 7 o'clock, you're still listening to Capricorn Talk. My name is Refilwe Mathebula, in conversation with Busi Malaza, who's from the National Department of Social Development, speaking to us about the conference that is the Sexual and Reproductive Justice Conference that was held. We're just delving into what are some of the discussions that took place there. Ms. Malaza, thank you for staying on the line. I understand that the conference discussed, among others, the issue of black women living with HIV who continue to experience forced sterilization. Why is this still happening?
Hence, there's the need for us to highlight within government and the broader society so that we all in the same understanding what is sexual and reproductive justice. Mm. As sexual and reproductive justice exists when all people have the power and resources to make healthy decisions about their bodies, sexuality, and reproduction. And this means every person has the right to choose to have or not to have children, to choose the conditions under which to give birth or create a family, to care for their children with necessary social support in a safe and healthy environment, as well as likely to control their own body and self-expression free from any form of sexual or reproductive oppression. And the issue of sterilization, because those women, government decided at some stage to say, we are going to decide for them. Because they are HIV positive, we are going to sterilize them. So the reproductive justice approach highlight the need for every person to have the power to choose. Hence, this conference is being conducted so as to highlight their role in terms of the reproductive justice approach, highlighting the individual's responsibility that an individual can never be examined alone.
Yeah.
But through structural context.
And are there any legal steps, as we wrap up, that, you know, can be taken or that are taken against those who continue to rob these women of their right to choose, you know, whether or not they want to have children or not?
Yes, at the moment there is a reproductive justice coalition that has employed legal expertise that are supporting issues of reproductive justice. So those are the things that we are highlighting within the conference to say, as government department, we need to partner. Hence, Department of Health is part of a key stakeholder in this, with the knowledge, with the evidence base from the academia, to highlight issues that oppresses women so that they can be at the forefront. The conference intends to develop a sexual and reproductive justice strategy that will involve a number of key departments so that at the end, the strategy will serve as the framework to be able to ensure that we protect the rights of women to choose whether to have a child or not to have a child.
All right, got it. Really appreciate you coming on the show tonight, Busi Malaza from the National Department of Social Development. Just letting us in on some of the discussions that took place at the Sexual and Reproductive Justice Conference. You are still listening to Capricorn Talk, and my name is Refilwe Mathebula.
Here's to the future, to creating jobs and sustainable growth.